Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue with Shmiras Haloshin Shar Zachir Perikir Alush number 89, discussing the importance of Shalom of peace. The Mavatul Asakov, the Hametil Shalom Bein Ishle Ishle, a person who takes from his precious time, whether it's his business time, whether it's his relaxation time, his family time, whatever the time it is, he takes from his precious time. The mevatel asakov of a metil shalom bein ish leishtoi, and he is using this time to make peace between the husband and the wife, bein odom lechaver, between a man and another friend, bein rav letalmidoi. Sometimes it has to be between a rabbi and a talmud. Ve'afilu hu oiseh su'udu l'shneihen kedei lahatol shalom beinehen. And if he makes a meal, piecemeal, between the two of them to make peace, this is another approach of changing the atmosphere, lightening the situation. And by the way, sometimes food is a good thing to be used for that approach of making peace. There's another example. The Chofetz Chaim and the other Sfarim, he tells us as follows. We know, mida kinegen mida, measure for measure. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Being the case that if a person gives of his time, Hashem says, you gave of your time to make peace with other people. You gave your time to do whatever it might have been. You don't lose out on anything. Hashem gives you that time back. You do chesed, and you what's called spent now 3 hours doing chesed, listening to somebody, hearing someone out, trying to help them with a difficult situation. You do not lose those 3 hours. Hashem says, you get 3 hours back of life. It's extended. Not only that, you just get schar, you just got reward for doing what? For doing the mitzvah chesed. Sometimes you just have to listen to someone talk. It's not a matter of what you say, it's a matter of what you hear them saying, and they know that someone's listening. Bayru'u, come and see, kama gola koyach Hashem, how great, how important the power of peace is. Shebetchilas briyosoi shaloilom, when Hashem created the world, nis'asek HaKadosh Baruch Hu levoroi bedover shal sholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used ingredients to create the universe. He used that which is called sholom. That is peace. Shneimar v'yoyim elakim hi'or. Hashem said, let there be light. Minayin sh'or sholom. How do you know or, light, is peace? So it brings up very famous words that we say in Tefillah, which is based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Yoitzer Ar Uvayri Choshech Oise Shalom. He's Oise Shalom. The Pasuk continues, Uvayri Ra. Oise Shalom. So we see over here, Mikan Omer Chachamim. So you see over here that light is an expression of peace. It combats the Choshech, the darkness. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Yoitzer Ar, Briyosu Shalom, Hashem created the world. He created the world with this component of peace. And all of this is trying to imbue inside of us the importance of giving in. Even if you're right, and usually you are right. It's not a matter of who's right, it's a matter of doing the right thing. And the right thing many times and saying, moving away, taking a step back, giving up that belongs to you, whether it's your seat in shul, whether it's your parking spot, whatever it might be. And Hashem says, you're mevater, I'm going to be mevater. Hashem says, mida kinegen mida. You let things go, I'm going to let things go. Now, what does Hashem have to let things go? Well, Hashem says, I look at your report card, doesn't look so great. But you know what? You're mevater. You're mevater, you're giving things up, I'm going to mevater, I'm not going to be makbir either, and I'm going to let you go because this is a chelak of tshuva, I'm going to let this go, this aveira go as well. Mikan omru chachamim. Chazal tells a very famous gemara. Today we're already at the end of Shir Shal Yoyim, we said l'chun ranano, because Wednesday already is the beginning of the next week. The person has a shailof, a lack of funds, and questions, does she buy wine for Kiddush or a candle for the house? So the halacha says you buy the candle for the house, and the reason is because Shalom Beis HaYodif. Ne'er Beis HaYikiddush HaYoyim, Ne'er Beis HaYodif Yishum Shalom Beis HaYodif. To make Shalom Bayis is greater than to make Kiddush in the house. According to many, Kiddush that you make Friday night is a fulfillment of Daraisa. Kiddush HaLakos. Many say it's a deraisa. But yet, for Shalom Bayis, we push aside the Kiddush HaYoyim and we light the candle.